Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. How you doing today? I'm Laura Peterson from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And you can probably hear it in my voice. I've got that little cold thing going on, but feeling much better than I did a couple of days ago. So everything's going good. But basically what I wanted to do is start out, as we always do, kind of going over what's happening in the market. And we're definitely in a seller's market, like we've been talking about for quite some time. These are the stats that happened from December 26th to January 1st. So we're just about a week behind in what we're telling you about. And basically, in that week, which includes, obviously, as you know, two holidays, both Christmas and New Year's, and there were still 553 houses that sold and 192 condos. So there's a lot of activity happening just in that week, everything and all of that kind of thing. In the houses, the median price is $372,500. So it went down a little bit from the week prior, but basically it's kind of hovering right around there. And there were 88 homes that sold under $250,000, and they sold for about $4,000 under asking, so about 2% under the asking price. Then between $250,000 and $300,000, there were 60 homes that sold in that price point, and they sold about 1% under asking in that price point. Then when you come between $300,000 and $400,000, there were 165. And again, they sold over asking, but not that much, just about 673 over asking, so less than $1,000. And then between $400,000 and $500,000, 109 again sold there, and only $353 above asking. So it was above asking, but not really very much, only $353. And then over $1 million, there were 500 to $1 million, there were 110 properties, and they sold about 1% under asking. The average in that area was 642, 644, and the amount that they sold under asking was 6559. So really right around 1%. And then as always, over $1 million, there were 21 properties that sold, and they sold on average for 67,000 less than asking. So until you get to that $1 million point in homes, you're pretty much going at asking prices, what's happening today. So you just need to know that, and that's kind of, you know, what's going on. You're going to have a little bit more room at the lower end. Probably those houses need a lot of work. And then at the higher end, because there's more inventory there, and so you've got a little bit more room that you can work with that as well. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea. Then if you're looking at condos, again, I told you there were 192 that sold. The median price of those is $234,950. So the single family home is $372,500, and this is $234,950. So, you know, some people that are just starting in the market, that's somewhere that they want to go. Even with the condo fee or the townhouse fee or whatever it is, they're still going to end up cheaper than they were with a house, and so they like that. So 109 of the 192 sold under $250,000. And they just say they were just right about 1% less than asking. 176, 136 was the average price. And the average amount less than asking was 2605. Then there were 35 between 250 and 300. And they sold over asking to the tune of 2500 over. Then between 3 and 4, there were 29 properties. And they sold 1600 under asking. So again, everything's kind of hovering right there. And then between 400 and 500, there were 13 that sold there, and they sold at 2300 above asking. So you've kind of got in the condos and townhouses up and down and up and down. But again, everything is within like a percent, a half a percent or whatever. So everything is very close to asking. And I'm always asking, you know, if you were to pay more than the asking price, you know, would you want to lose that house for $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever the price might be? And maybe you are and maybe you're not, but you have to ask yourself that question when it comes to putting your property, putting an offer in that house. And then between 400 and 500, there were 13 that sold there. or I'm sorry, between 500 and a million, and there were six that sold there. And they actually had a little bit of room to them. They had 33,000. So that's about 5% off of the asking price. And there weren't any condos that sold over a million. So basically, when you're looking at it, you really want to look at, you know, what the bottom line is in regards to what you're trying to do. And in condos, if you're over $500,000, you might have some negotiating room. And if you're in single family homes, then over a million is where you're going to have that negotiating room. But you're not going to have a whole lot, you know, before that. So in order, if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, I was looking at the inventory amounts and everything too. So what we talked about is 553 houses sold for the month, right, of, or for the week of December 25th to January the 1st. Okay, our inventory of homes is sitting at 1869. So that's roughly, at that 553, which is the two holidays and everything, we don't even have a month's inventory. And when you're looking at condos and townhouses and everything and villas, they basically, 192 sold, and the amount of inventory is 660. So again, not a month's inventory available. So when you're looking at it and you're trying to decide, you know, what you want to do, first of all, most of the buyers that I work with, they get frustrated that I want them to make a decision quickly. And the thing is that unfortunately in this market, if you do want to get that particular house, you have to make a decision quickly. Now, I'm all for going out with people and actually looking and figuring out what you want to do. But if you do want to get that particular house that we happen to be looking at that point in time, the chances are you're going to have to make a decision fairly quickly or somebody else is going to grab it. I know that there's a couple of deals that I've got buyers that have offers in right now, and we're waiting for the seller to get back to us. And the seller is being smart, unfortunately, and waiting for multiple offers to come in before they make their decision. So they've already got multiple offers in, and they're waiting until the end of the weekend to make their decision because they want to make sure that the most people get access to the property and that they're able to put their best foot forward. And so as a result of that, they're going to get top dollar for the home. And so when you're putting in an offer on that kind of a property, you also have to put your best foot forward. As I've mentioned before in the last few weeks, that one of the things that as a buyer that you can do that everybody doesn't do is that you can absolutely put an offer in with cash equivalents. And you're able to do that for a very small fee, 1%, maximum 2.75, depending on what ends up happening with your circumstances, but for the most part at 1%. So what they're finding is that on the average person, you know, that's getting the cash offers are definitely taking precedence over the financing offers. So we definitely know that. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the cash offers are basically going to get less money that you're going to have to take out of your pocket. And I'll explain that after the break. I'll go through a scenario of what definitely is a real life situation of what's happening right now in regards to an offer that we put in on a property with these cash equivalents and that our buyers did get the property versus them putting it in with financing. And so I'm going to go through that after the break and go through how that all works. Because to me, it just makes sense that if you can save money in the purchase price and just pay an extra 1% in order to get that done and to be able to put in a cash offer, then that's a win-win situation for you. And if for some reason you don't, your loan is not approved on time, that's where it would cost you 2.75% in order to do it. The house is still yours. You can rent it back. You can close at any time. You don't have any extra fees in regards to it after that. And if the appraisal comes in low, then everything's been approved on that. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I wanted to talk to you today, and I mentioned in the last segment that I was going to go through a real-life example that happened with somebody who put cash or cash equivalents basically down, you know, on this property, and they got it, and they wouldn't have got it without that. So when it comes to a buyer or seller, you know, basically when it comes down to it, the studies have pretty much shown, and if I'm, you know, doing a house and we've got a cash offer or we've got a financing offer, you know, the cash offers are going to take precedence over the financing offers, you know, if they are the same, obviously. And so that's something that you definitely want to look at and know. And so, you know, and up until now, you would be thinking, okay, well, how can I even consider competing with these people? And so now there is a program out there that is in our area that does work, and we've got it, you know, under contract with one of our buyers right now, that they were able to turn in an offer with cash. And so basically when it comes down to it, you know, this company does an evaluation of the home. And what they do is they say, okay, this is the maximum that we will pay the home, buy the home for. So when you put in the offer, it can definitely be above asking. For example, this house that we have a contract on was listed at 400. The offer is in at 435. So it's not like we're going at asking price. We're going above asking price on this. Now, the agent told us that there was another cash offer on this house at 465, and they did not accept it. They accepted our cash offer. So you've got to look at that, and you got to go, well, if they were going to get financing, they would have to pay more than $465,000, which is $30,000 more. And so if they just have to pay that 1% fee of $4,000, then it absolutely makes sense for them to put in this cash offer. And if this company buys the home because your lender doesn't perform and doesn't do it on time, then the worst case scenario is it could cost you 2.75%. So if you did that, then it would cost you on this deal $11,972. I know because I'm looking at the contract. But basically, so what that means is that, you know, that's still roughly $18,000 less than what you would have to buy if you would have to offer, you know, a financing offer to get this house, and financing wasn't even going to cut it. So, you know, when you're looking at that, you really have to think as a seller, you know, how can I offer this to people? And that's something that we can definitely do too, is that we can tell people that, hey, you know, when we're getting an offer in, we can tell them, hey, we want your buyers to get qualified through this program because we know it's going to close on time. We know that we're definitely going to get the appraisal is going to come through and all of that kind of thing. Because what this company will do is because they've done their analysis on the home, that if the appraisal comes in lower, they will actually pay the difference. So what it means to the seller, and they've put together this addendum that actually explains everything to the seller's agent that would make it attractive. They've got a person that they can call, that they can ask any questions and everything, live person, so that they can actually make an informed decision on this program. And so when it comes down to it, you know, after the inspection, so there's the inspection period, obviously, and after the inspection and everything is okay with the inspection, then it's 100% go. It's going to close on the date that they said, and it's going to close for the amount that they said. No questions. That's just kind of the way that it is. So, you know, why wouldn't you want to do business this way? You don't have to worry about the lender, you know, messing up and not having the appraisal ordered on time. You don't have to worry about, you know, many things that could go wrong in the transaction because this is an extra layer. So whether you're a buyer or a seller, this program works for you in either way. And so if you're a seller, we'll definitely help you, you know, use it so that any buyer that comes on your property or that's going to make an offer on your property, that they go through this process as well. And so we can definitely make sure that, you know, we've got somebody that's more than qualified to actually purchase your home, which is really absolutely, you know, what you want, right? So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, having people that know all of the different ins and outs and all of the different options that are available makes a huge difference in what's going to happen for how much you put in your pocket too. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. So 407-566-2555. So my voice, I apologize. It's kind of struggling today. They told me that I could run a best of if I wanted to, but I wanted to come in here and talk. So hopefully it's not too bad on the ears and everything, and just drinking lots of water and get my voice back. But I'm going to drink a little water right now. But basically, you know, what I wanted to say about that is that if you do have an offer on your home, you want to make sure that it's going to close. And my biggest pet peeve, and I've talked about it on many shows, is that the properties that go under contract in Central Florida do not necessarily close. And it has been as high as 44%. The last time I looked, it was like at 30%. In this market, people are more forgiving and are not letting properties go. But if it's any more than like 2% to me, it is not acceptable. And what that means is that you've got a property, you've got under contract, and then for some reason, it falls apart. But basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you want to make sure that everybody's doing everything that they can to make the deal go the way that it should. And so you don't want people backing off. You don't want appraisals to come in low. You don't want something to happen with their financing. And so basically, this company has come in and they charge a fee. But in my opinion, it's not much to actually get some of these assurances that will work for you. So as a seller, it's going to be the buyer that are paying these fees. So you're not even going to be paying the fees, but you can take the benefits from it. And if everybody wasn't willing to do it, then the people that were willing to do it, I mean, their offers would be more acceptable to you than the ones that weren't able to do it. And I think that that's a, you know, a huge difference and something that you can look at and everything as well. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, it's like, would you rather have a cash offer or would you rather have one that's financing with someone buying your house? And basically, you would want cash because it takes a lot of the headaches out. And if you are a buyer, you would definitely want the cash as well, because that's going to take a lot of the problems out of what you're going through as well. And so you want to make sure that you've got everything dotted your I's, crossed your T's, to make sure that everything happens the way that you expect it to. And this kind of takes the foolproof out of it. It takes the foolproof out of it to make sure that everything's going to happen as you want. And actually, these people, they've got another program that is there for people that want to sell, but they want to buy first. So you can buy your new home and then you can come back and, you know, and sell your old home. Now, we've got somebody that this is going to work perfectly for, because they're not getting a loan. They're going to pay cash. The cash they're getting from their current home, they want to pay on the new home. But basically, the bottom line is that they don't have the cash yet, and they want to go ahead and put an offer on another house. So this company will allow them to do that. You know, again, it's going to cost them probably that 2.75. I haven't checked that out for sure. But they're going to be able to do that without any hassle. They've lived in their house for 20 years, so they feel like there's a lot that they need to do. But basically, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, I've been going over just one company that's out there that actually can allow you to put in a cash offer. You can use any lender that you want. They're not the lender. There's another company that is the lender that'll do the same thing for you. But like I was mentioning at the end of the segment, there's some some people that actually want to go ahead and purchase their new home and then sell their old home afterwards, and they want to use the cash to actually buy that home. So with this company, they're actually able to do that. And it's going to cost them probably that 2.75% in order to do that. But they've been living in their current home for 20 years, and they don't really want to move out quickly. They want to be able to take their time and to fix up a couple things after they're gone. So this will give them the perfect opportunity to do all of those things that you wouldn't be able to do if you didn't have this company in the picture. So I'm not saying it's right and good for everybody, but I'm saying that there are definite opportunities out there in this market. And the real estate world is changing, that there are more and more opportunities and things that are out there. It's not a one size fits all when it comes down to it. But in my opinion, you have to have the person that's out there that knows what's going on and knows what your options are. Because I know that that's not something that everybody knows about and everybody is using. But, you know, we're going to use it to our competitive advantage to be able to make sure that our clients get their best foot forward, that they actually are able to get the house. Because that's the most important thing, right? And so, you know, that you get the house that you want. And obviously, you get it at the price that you want. But like I said, there are example after example. Another house I sold earlier this year that basically, well, last year, but basically what happened is that it was listed at 300. We had cash offers at 315 and we had financing at 335. They said, no, we don't want to deal with the financing. We only want to deal with the cash. And so even though they were, $20,000 higher, they decided not to go with it. They wanted to go with the sure thing with the cash. And so it really is important that you know that that's what you're dealing with out there. And the thing that's great about this company, I think, is it's not somebody that's buying the house, you know, that's going to be like a, like they're an institution and they're going to be renting it out and all that kind of stuff. They're actually doing this so that homeowners can buy money and can buy their own homes. And when you think about it and you look at it, to me, it really makes sense too, because when you're doing it and you're looking at it, the bottom line is that, when you're going ahead and you're purchasing this house, okay, and you're getting it for cash, and so you're getting it a little bit, you're getting it for a little bit more than, you're spending a little bit more than the cash price actually is, but basically, the bottom line is that you're getting the house and you're not having to find anybody else for it. And so right now, everybody's not using this program, but we definitely are. And so if there's any interest that you'd like to get more information on it, then we're more than happy to share and everything with you. So that's just what the scoop is. But like I said, you know, if you're a seller and you're working with us too, we can just go ahead and twist the tables on it a little bit. The offers that we want to go with, we can go to this company and say, hey, if you'll go with this company and go ahead and add that to your offer, then we'll go ahead and take your offer. And so then we've got a cash deal. We know where it's closing and everything's good and we're having everything happen awesome. So that's kind of, you know, what the deal is in regards to all of that. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold, guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one article that I saw this week that I thought was really interesting, that it said that inflation is pushing 1 in 4 buyers to accelerate their plans, because they're concerned about the interest rates going up, which they're saying that they're going to go up, but, you know, it's minimal amounts that they're going up. But, 3 out of 4 buyers are actually thinking that they might want to move now rather than waiting, because the inflation is going to increase the prices of the homes, they feel. And then the other thing is the interest rates. And so in going ahead and acting now, they're actually going to be able to come out further ahead than they would if they didn't do that. So I just thought that that was something that was really important and something that everybody should look at and look for and all of that kind of stuff. Basically, that's kind of the bottom line on that. We do have our free report that I wanted to get into and start talking about today. And it's the 11 things you know to pass your home inspection. You know, I mentioned that a huge amount of properties that go on the that go under contract do not close in our area. And some of it is because of inspections. And so you don't want to have that happen where you've worked really hard, you've gotten the buyer, you've gone through all the pain of and anguish of having people come through your house and all of that kind of stuff. You've picked what you thought was the best offer, and then they come back and they want repairs, or they want to cancel the contract because of their repair situation. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, you have to make the decision on whether you're going to repair things and what kind of things are really looked at. I would say 99% of the contracts that we do today are the as-is contract. And the reason that we do the as-is contract is because, you know, the regular contract that we have out there that is not the as-is, basically it goes through and it identifies all of the things that the seller would have to fix. And it has like a maximum amount up to that they would have to pay for that. And so it comes, I think there's three different categories and they're 1.5% a piece. So if you went to the actual maximum, it could be like 4.5% of the sales price. And so, you know, if you're doing that, a lot of sellers are thinking that they would want to then build in the amount of what they're going to be expected to repair into the price so that they net what they want to do. So we've just found it cleaner, and I think everybody else has too, to just do an as-is contract. And then if there are repairs that need to be done, then renegotiate them when the time after the inspection period. And if you are in a contract, you know, my suggestion is that you do try to negotiate, because don't just cancel the contract because maybe it needs a new roof. For example, we had a property that did need a new roof. I had talked to the seller about it prior to putting it on the market. And I said, I think this is going to need a new roof. It looks like it's about 20 some years old and it's coming to the end. And he went and looked at it and he said, oh yeah, it's going to need a new roof. But he didn't want to do it until after the inspection. So he had totally anticipated to do the new roof. So we had a buyer, they came in, they did the inspection, they called me and they said, we're canceling the contract. And I'm like, can I ask why? And they said, because we need a new roof. I'm like, but what if we gave you a new roof? And they're like, oh yeah, we'd stay in the contract then. And so obviously we were able to hold it together. And there were a couple other little things that they wanted to have done as well that really weren't a big deal for the seller. But as a seller, you have the option then to say, hey, I'm going to fix it, or no, I'm not. We recently had a situation where somebody wanted to get every little thing that they found on the contract corrected. And some of it were just settlement cracks. When they repaint, they're going to have it all taken care of and everything. And the seller thought that it was quite excessive. And we had a backup contract that was $15,000 higher than what their offer was. So the seller was able to say, hey, if you want the house, then this is what it's going to be. And if you don't want the house, then we've got somebody else that we're more than happy to give it to. So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, negotiating these inspections, I mean, you definitely want to look at it and see if it's something that you want to do or need to do or whatever. But basically, you know, that buyer was given the opportunity to keep the house or, you know, to ask for all the piddly little things, and they decided to keep the house. So if you're trying to get in touch with us, all you have to do is call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking about our free report, but I never got to it. It's the 11 things you need to know to pass your home inspection. And in order to get this free report, all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, extension 1003. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just call and give us your email address or your address, and we'll get it right off to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1003. So basically, like I was mentioning in the last segment, your house does not have to go off the market because of some kind of a home inspection issue. If you run into a home inspection issue, it's not going to go away for the next buyer. So you might as well deal with it now, is my opinion. I mean, there are times when the buyers are unreasonable and everything when you're a seller and you don't want to mess with it. And I totally understand that. But basically, for the most part, you don't have to do everything. You can just pick and choose, what needs to be done. And basically, if your air conditioner is working, even though it might be well past the number of years that they're supposed to last, as long as it's still working, it's still working. And basically, that's kind of what the guideline is in the regular contract and everything. It says the air conditioner needs to be working. Now, the biggest challenge that we run into with roofs is that we run into a situation where people sometimes can't get insurance if the roofs are too old. And so that's the biggest thing that comes into play when roofs are involved. So basically, you need to know, what's the best thing for you and all of those kinds of things when it comes down to it, and how you can work it into the deal. And obviously, if it's got a new roof, it's going to bring in more money because that's something that people know that they're not going to have to spend money on for 15 to 20 years, and they're very excited about that. And they can get insurance, which is another big thing. Another thing that we run into is we run into polybutylene pipes. And what those are is that's something that there was a lawsuit on those years ago because they didn't put enough oils or something in the pipe, and so they crack, they get brittle, and they're carrying water. And as a result of that, it can cause some big floods in your house. And it's another thing that the insurance companies really don't like. So there's definitely ways that you can resolve all those issues and everything, but just knowing what they are and the best way to handle it. And some people are not concerned about polybutylene pipes, and some people are very concerned about it. So you just need to know up front who is and who isn't, and that might make a decision in regards to who you choose, on your contract or your next contract. And I was talking to one guy, and he told me that as long as those pipes are not bent and they're just set straight, there's never any problem with them. But if they start getting, like all the bends, and they bend them here, there, and everywhere, then that's where the problems come in. And so he was saying that that pipe can last, forever, but the insurance companies don't see it that way all the time. And I was questioning the other day because I know some of my neighbors have polybutylene, so I was like, oh my gosh, do I have it too? So I did have a plumbing issue the other day, and when I had the plumbers come in, they checked it out, and I do not. So I was very thankful. But basically, that's one thing that could cause a problem. Another thing that can cause problems too are cast iron pipes. So basically, you just need to know what's going on with your house. And sometimes it makes sense to do an inspection in advance. And in this market, I almost think that it does make sense to do an inspection in advance. And the reason why is because you can give everybody your report and they can know what it is before they put in an offer. And so it can kind of take away the inspection contingency. They're still more than welcome to do their own inspection because every inspector is going to find something else. But basically, they're going to know the big things and all of that, what's going to happen. And it's going to make things, go so much smoother. There was a house a few weeks ago that we put an offer in on, and basically on that property, they had the inspection done in advance, and so they gave it to everybody and told everybody all about it. And basically, the bottom line was is that they got 15 offers, and none of them had inspection contingencies. So, it was actually pretty sweet for everybody that was involved because you knew what was going on and you didn't have to worry about it. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So our first report today is, as I mentioned, the 11 things you need to know to pass your home inspection. And if you'd like to get this report, you just have to dial 833-535-8081, extension 1003, and we'll get it right off to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1003. So the other thing that I want to talk to you about today is our house of the week. And actually, they're two houses, but they're in the same neighborhood, and they are basically brand new. So these are not on the market at this point in time. I've talked to the builder a few times, and they're, you know, kind of deciding, you know, how they're going to market them and stuff like that. But they told me I could throw it out there and all that kind of good stuff. So I don't have any agreement or anything with them that I can, you know, have exclusive rights to sell them. But I do have knowledge that they're out there and they're available to buy. And basically, they're brand new houses, 10-foot ceilings, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, beautiful on the inside. And they're in the Kissimmee area on Pleasant Hill, basically really close to Bella Lago. And the price of them is going to be in the neighborhood of $380, somewhere in that range. They're actually going to be complete at the end of January. So the completion date is only about 20 or so days away. And so they're going to be ready to go. So there's two of them. One of them is on a corner lot. The other one is the second one in. They're extended lots. So, you know, they're in an established neighborhood. And so as a result of that, the lots are much bigger than they normally are. So it's really hard to find a new construction house that has some decent land to it. And so that's one thing that exists, you know, for these properties. And they're just, you know, they're just ready to go and beautiful, and you don't have any competition. So that's another thing that's going on with them too. And, you know, they'll be ready at the end of the month. So if that's something that you're interested in, then I would definitely hop on it right away. Give us a call and we'll definitely, you know, get you where you need to go so you can definitely check out these houses. So like I said, they're going to be done in about 20 days. And so basically the bottom line is they'll be done by the end of January. And so if you go ahead and you get a loan and you get everything going right now, you know, probably by mid-February, you can definitely be in this new home. So like I said, there's two of them, and they're low HOA. So they are in an HOA area, but the HOA, I believe, is somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hundred a year. So it's not anything very expensive or anything like that. A well-established neighborhood. Great location and all kinds of more things coming up to do around that area, on and on and on. So I think they're a great opportunity if somebody's looking for a new construction home that's already done. You don't have to wait for them to build it. It's going to be ready to rock and roll very shortly. So again, if you're interested, just give us a call. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you next week. And I apologize again for my voice. I'm sure it'll be better next week. Have a great one, everybody.